The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to this service this morning. And I know that none of us here will live the same in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loud amen? I'm confident that God is going to amaze you in this service this morning in Jesus' name. And as a direct result of this service, several testimonies will come forth for you in Jesus' name. Suspension of protocol for supernatural progress. Suspension of protocols for supernatural progress. Or protocol suspension for supernatural progress, whichever one is still okay. God is determined to ensure that you are progressive. God does not want you and I to stay on a single spot. His desire every day is that you move from one level of glory to a greater level of glory, according to 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. And we all, beholding as in a glass his face, we are changed from the same image and we are changed from glory to glory. So God's intention, God's plan, God's thought for us on a consistent basis is that we move from one level of glory to another level of glory. And that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. What is supernatural progress? What is supernatural progress? Supernatural progress means breaking forth into advancement. Now listen to this, because this will change your life forever. Supernatural progress means breaking forth into advancement. Somebody say advancement. Development. Somebody say development. This is a local learning, what do I call it now? So just say it after me loud and clear. I start again, assuming that you didn't hear me. Supernatural progress means breaking forth into advancement. Somebody say advancement. And development. Somebody say development. Expansion. Somebody say expansion. With the help and the assistance of heavenly forces. Supernatural progress means breaking forth a family, a business, a career, a destiny, a home, an education, somebody's studies. Breaking forth into advancement, development, expansion with the help and assistance of heavenly forces. According to Isaiah 54 verse 3, Isaiah 54 verse 3. The Bible says, thou shalt break forth. Can we read it together, everyone? Let's go. One, two, go. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be. That will be somebody's story here. That's what they call progress. He said, you will progress by breaking forth to the right. Someone say amen. Amen. And breaking forth to the left. Amen. And then your children will begin to inhabit the lands of the Gentiles. You will begin to acquire new properties. You will begin to succeed like never before. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. You are not meant to be stagnated. You are not meant to be held down in life, but you are for continuous progress. Someone say continuous progress. So the progress you made last year, thank God for it. This year you must make another progress. The progress you made in March, thank God for it. But this month of April, you must make another progress. And that will be the testimony of somebody's family in Jesus' name. You are not meant to be on the same spot. Your business is not meant to be crawling. Your destiny is not meant to be stagnated, frustrated, dilapidated. No. You are destined for continuous progress, which you can also cause, which you can also call glory to glory. According to the scripture I quoted earlier on 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Because everyone here, you'll be moving from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Everything about your life will be moving from glory to glory. Quickly this morning, or before I go into that, I want you to realize that it takes suspension of protocols for you to get to that level that God wants you to get to. Progress is impossible and impossible except protocols are suspended for you. Progress cannot be accessed except protocols are suspended on your behalf. And we'll be looking at David this morning in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. How this man, amongst all his other brothers, protocol was suspended for him. God rejected Saul in 1 Samuel 16 verse 1. Talking to Samuel, said, how long will you continue to cry and weep over Saul? I have rejected him. I have appointed myself another king. I have provided me a king among his sons. I have gotten somebody else. He is not qualified, but I have qualified him. He is not capable, but I have capitalized him. His age is small, but I have given him wisdom that is more than what age can command. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, you know that story. I don't have much time, and so I will not go so far into that. The Bible says in verse 6, and it came to pass that when they were come, 1 Samuel 16 verse 6, it came to pass when they were come, he looked on Eliab. He looked on the first son of Jesse and said, this must be the guy. And God said, no, that's not the guy. God said in verse 7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on his height, or on his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither had the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse called Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither had the Lord chosen this. Verse 10. Again Jesse made seven more of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord had not chosen any one of these. All these sons were coming one by one, but they were not accepted because protocols has not been suspended for them. Because they have not yet accessed the realm of the supernatural. Until a man's protocol, until protocol is suspended for a person, the struggle of the life of the person cannot end. Until there's a touch of the supernatural in what you are doing, nothing extra can happen. And the Bible speaking about this same man, in verse 11, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? Because all these ones, they are not walking in protocol suspension. Are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come thither. None of us here is permitted to sit down until this same guy that you did not bring along comes into this place. He is the one chosen. You never... Now, I can't imagine how a father, they will say, tell us all your children and you will miss out one of them. I can't imagine how they say, tell me all your daughters and then you forget one person's name. Your own daughter, your own son. That's why the Bible says, even if your father and your mother forsake you, say, I will not forsake you. I've had people that gave birth to children and threw them inside those bins. We've seen cases where some even had twins, triplets, and immediately that happened, the father disappeared. He ran for his life. Say, where am I going to get money for Pampers? Where am I going to get faithless, useless father? Because when you have faith, you know that all things are possible with God. And I pray for somebody here today. Amazing things shall be happening in your life in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 12, and he sent and brought him in. They will send for you. That's what they call protocol suspension. They sent for him. And he sent and brought him in. And he was ruddy, of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. That will be your case. I said, that will be your story. Where they never taught you that you can be the one that will reign, you will reign there. Where they never thought that you will be able to be in charge, you will be in charge there. You might not even be the firstborn, but God will take you to that level in the name of Jesus. You will command attention. You will command attention. You will command attention. Can I hear your loudest amen? That is protocol suspension. What are the keys to protocol suspension? We'll take that very quickly before we go into further prayers. Keys to supernatural progress. Beg your pardon. What are the keys to supernatural progress? Number one is positive mentality. Proverbs 4 verse 23. Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You cannot think failure and end up in success. You cannot think sickness and end up in health. And that's why it's important for you to guide your heart. Turn to your neighbor and say, guide your heart. If a child of God does not guide his heart, he can't make progress. And when we say guide your heart, we'll be looking at some areas to which you need to guide your heart. Number one, guide, that is 1A. Guide your heart against fear. Romans 8 verse 15. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 15. Because you must know that fear is a bondage. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. So fear is a spirit of bondage. Fear is a spirit of bondage. For you have not received the spirit of fear. The spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So, what are we saying here this morning? Guide your heart. If you want to make supernatural progress and you want protocols to be suspended for you, eliminate fear. Blast out fear from your life. And how do you blast out fear from your life? Focusing consistently on God's word. Romans 10 verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing on the word of God. The more of the word of God you focus on, the more you blast, you chase out fear with the word of God. Anytime you see that your fear level is rising, it means that your word level is dropping. Once your fear is increasing, then it means that your word level is dropping. Number two area that we need to guide our heart is to guide our joy. If you want to make progress, you can't be moody all over the place. As a young lady trusting God, that God will bless you with a husband, you can't be frowning. Because when you are frowning, you are preparing for drowning. You can't frown and then you are floating. No. Once you frown, you drown. In Philippians 4 verse 4, Philippians 4 verse 4, the Bible says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. So, all of us, we are meant to be rejoicing. From today, nobody will catch you frowning again. Nobody will catch you moody again. Nobody will ever see you sad again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Guide your joy. Guide your joy. And 1C is guide your thoughts. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Guide your thoughts. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Seven of us, he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. So that is number one key to protocol suspension for supernatural progress. Be positive in your mentality. Don't be negativistic. Don't speak negative. Don't talk negative. Don't act negative. Let your behavior be positive. Have so much faith that every time you talk with boldness and audacity. Know if you do well that the future will be alright. When the doctor gives you, when the doctor gives you a report that this is what is wrong with you, you look at the report and you reject it immediately. Not that the doctor is not saying the right thing, but he is saying his own in the physical. You are talking your own to the spiritual, because the spiritual controls the physical. When circumstance of life says you are not going to make progress, your heart is positive. Your mind is positive. Your speech is positive. Don't say all of us, the poor people of Nigeria. Are you part of the poor people of Nigeria? Because in this same Nigeria, in your own family, at least there will be one millionaire there. So why will it now be all of us the poor people? It is your turn. I say it is your turn. You are the next person that will make progress. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number two key to supernatural progress is planning. Somebody say planning. There is no accidental progress. Progress thrives on planning. And I want you to realize that planning is as strong as prayer. Prayer is very strong, but planning is just as strong as prayer. There's a general saying, they say, if you have failed to plan, you have what? You have planned to fail. Planning brings order to your life. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40, let everything be done decently and in order. So, when you plan, your life has order. But when there is no plan, progress cannot happen. Where planning stops is where progress stops. There is no winning in life without a game plan for life. You can't win in life except there is a game plan, except there is a strategy. And God is giving somebody that strategy today in Jesus' name. In Luke 14 verse 28, say, which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and count the cost whether he has sufficient to finish? That's what they call planning. Is there anybody that wants to build a house will not first plan the money for blocks? Where is going to get water from for the bricklayers to work? How is going to buy cement? How the cement will get to the site? Everything that involves building involves planning. A life that we experience progress must be a life that has a plan. No plan. Things are just plain for that person. Any man or woman who has no plan, say, what's your aspiration? What's your plan? Say, I don't have any plan. Anything that happens. You can't live your life to chance. You can't live your life to chance if progress is your... Now, couples that are here this morning, men and women that are married, or your husband is here, your wife is here, it doesn't matter. You and your wife, your family as a whole, constantly you must sit down to plan. If you are a husband that you never sit down with your wife to plan, it will be very difficult for you to make reasonable progress. Because you can't do it alone. That's why you see in some family, the husband is talking another thing, the wife is talking another thing, because they don't even sit down to talk. The only time they have interaction is when they switch off the light at night. That's the only interaction they have. There is no time to sit down and say, how do we go about these things? How do we buy land? How do we pay our rent? How do we prepare for these children's school fees? Nothing like that. Everything just goes on. Then there is a crisis. Your family will never know crisis forever. Regularly sit down to plan your life so that devil will not pour nonsense into what you are into your destiny. Regularly sit down to plan your life. If your desire is progress, planning is inevitable. If your desire is to progress, then planning is essential. Sit down to plan. Sit down to note things down. Because if you don't note things down, you cannot be noted in life. Note things down. This is how to do it. And let God lead you. Let God direct you. As from today, God will show you what to do next. As from today, all your plans will be stamped by God in the name of Jesus. Number three, key to supernatural progress is put your hands on the plow. Put your hands on the plow. Or you can also call it pursuit, or you call it walk. Put your hands on the plow. You can call it pursuit, or you can call it walk. You can't get from life what you did not put into life. Progress is only actualized through work. If you are not a lover of work, you cannot make reasonable and outstanding progress. Until 1400 AD, all the countries of the earth were on the same level. After 1400 AD, some countries started to change. Their level started to change. They moved from hunger, poverty, and wretchedness into industrialization, into progress, into advancement, into riches, and then they became world powers. How did they get there? In fact, they got to a level, they call them developed nation. Their secret is work. They walked their way out of poverty. Look at a country like South Korea. Until the last century, South Korea was a poverty-stricken country. Very, very poor. South Korea was mega poor. There was no progress until South Korea embraced work. It is noted that South Korea is one of the countries in this world where they work the most. One of the greatest companies from South Korea is the man that made Daewoo. Daewoo. He said, "I work minimum 18 hours per day. Minimum. That is the minimum 18 hours per day." Whereas in our part of our country here, we rest 18 hours and we sleep 6 hours. I mean, we work 6 hours. We rest 18. He works 18 hours per day and just has time for leisure, family, wife, husband, and all that. 6 hours per day for rest and leisure. If your desire is to make progress, you must work. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10, he said, "Wherefore," 2 Peter 1 verse 10, "wherefore the rather brethren, give diligence." Another name for work is diligence. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Anything you are doing, give diligence to it. In Proverbs 20 verse 4, the Bible says, "The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore will he beg in harvest and have nothing." That will never be your story. When we say sluggard, the sluggard is somebody who is lazy. Somebody who has a personal hatred for work. And once a man or a woman is sluggard, life will be very, very haggard. If your desire is progress, you must be ready to pursue the dream that God has put in your heart. God is, I'm tired. It affects progress. John 15 verse 7. John 15 verse 7, the Bible says, "My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk." So if your desire is to enjoy that thing that is called progress, then you must at all cost ensure that you walk. And from today, God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. I say, God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. Proverbs 22 verse 29. "See that a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. Proverbs 22, verse 29. So if you are a man that you are diligent, we are getting ready to stand before kings. Yesterday, God told me something and I wrote it down here. No work, no motion. You know, motion is progress. No work, no motion. No motion, no promotion. If you are not working, you can never progress. If you are not laboring, or if you are not sweating, you can't taste sweet. That's why everybody must be engaged in something. Somebody will say, I didn't find work. Do the work you have now. Then the one that is actually your own work will meet you while you are on the work. Be knocking on doors. Is there anything I can do in this place? Is there anything you want me? Just let me do something. I can't stay at home. I cannot stay without working. I must work. Because when a car doesn't work, for example, it rusts. But when a car is working, it will wear out. It is better to wear out than to rust out. It is better to work and to wear out than to rust out. That is, it's better for a car to be working and say, this car has worked. This car has served me for 15 years. Than for the car to sit down for 15 years and rust out. Progress is not something you don't stumble on progress. You walk into progress. So, praying from now till tomorrow, and then tomorrow morning, you are at home. You are nullifying your prayer. You are telling God that His principle should be changed because of you alone. I know God is not a respecter of persons. Acts chapter 10, 34 to 35. God doesn't respect persons. If you notice, the first thing that God gave man in Genesis, I think Genesis chapter 3 or so, is work. That's the first thing. Genesis 3:18 or so. He put him there to God, even did not give him anything. The first thing he gave to him was work. He gave him work to do. And somebody is here today. God is going to give you work that is going to be profitable for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I hear your good amen? Amen. Can I hear your good amen? Amen? And your work will bring out something good in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? God is going to give you something great in the name of Jesus. Can I hear the loudest amen? Amen. Your work is going to prosper. Amen. I say your work is going to prosper. Amen. Your business is going to prosper. Amen. Whatever you are doing in life is going to prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Say whatever your hand findeth to do. God did not say until you are an engineer or until you are a pastor or until you are a businessman. He said, whatsoever. Someone say whatsoever. Whatsoever means anything you are doing. My first work was a pure water work. I used to work in a pure water company as a graduate. It was from there that I got my first banking job from the pure water place. I was inside the place when they called me, you have a job at a better place. If I stayed at home, maybe I would be rusting. Your progress is tied to your working. Your progress is tied. It is your work that God will bless. Whatsoever, Psalms chapter 1 verse 3. Whatsoever he doeth, Psalms 1 verse 3. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever, someone say whatsoever. Oh, not until he's a pilot. I'm waiting for my big break. I'm waiting for my break. You will just be on break forever. I'm waiting for my big break. I'm waiting for my big break. Don't wait for your big break. Use your hand to do what you have now. Anything whatsoever your hand finds to do, dive into it. Let God even get there and say, I can't believe you can do this kind of thing. I can't believe you can do this kind of thing. I can't imagine it. one of our daughters here, I cannot forget this. Many years ago, came to me a lawyer and said, I cannot find a job. I want to be a cleaner. Can you imagine that? A cleaner. Say, let me be cleaning. I said, well, you are a lawyer. I said, no, I will be cleaning first. Let me be cleaning. Anything your hand find, I was so tired. I said, no, you can't clean. That one is too demeaning. I said, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Walk. Somebody is here today. God will give you the grace to be able to excel in your work in the name of Jesus. Because of time, I need to move very fast now to number three. Number four. Okay, and I'll stop there. The fourth point that will bring about supernatural progress is called spiritual doggedness or spiritual activity. Only those who are serious about spiritual things make progress in life. The extent of your spirituality affects the speed of your destiny. Non-interest in spiritual things is the catalyst for a halt of progress in life. Non-interest. That is, your interest is in football, basketball, table tennis, but you have no interest in spiritual things. First 3 days of the month fasting, you hate it. Wednesday fasting, no, it's a taboo. Night vigil, no, I must not. If I don't sleep one night, it will affect me for 3 days. Non-interest in spiritual things brings about the halt of destiny. It's like spiritual things, it turns you into a caterpillar. You are like a mobile caterpillar that nothing can stop. So when your interest is not in spiritual things, you are inviting lack of progress. Spirituality plus labor brings progress. Spirituality plus labor brings progress. Spirituality plus labor brings. In 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, the Bible says, for bodily exercise profited little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life. That is, when you are spiritual, there's a promise of blessing here and blessing in eternity. So your spirituality does not mean that you are now a yeah person. Christianity does not make you a nonentity. Because you are a Christian doesn't mean you are now a ripoff. All the people of old who were spiritual, they were still mega blessed. David, Daniel, Esther, all these people were mega blessed. Yes, they were spiritual. Daniel can pick, he can, what somebody dreamt and did not tell him, Daniel can pick it and tell you your dream. You didn't tell him your dream, you just said, okay, come here, this is what you dreamt last night. You dreamt last night that a cow was pursuing you, yes or no? White cow with two horns. One of the front leg is paining the cow, yes or no? You say yes. How did you know? I know because I'm spiritual. I pray for somebody here today. God will increase your spirituality. What are the signs of spirituality? One, a healthy life of devotion to God in prayer and Bible study. Signs of spirituality. A healthy life of devotion to God in prayer and Bible study. Signs of spirituality. These are just some, not all the signs, but just a few. Number two sign of spirituality is devotion to God in service. You are devoted to God in service. You are devoted to God. He told Daniel in Daniel 6 verse 10, say, don't pray. Daniel said, hey, forget it, I must pray. And then he still went ahead to pray to God 3 times in a day. He was a man that was addicted to pray. He went on his knees 3 times to pray. Despite the fact they said, we kill you, he was addicted to serving God. He was addicted to serving God. That's the sign of spirituality. Number three, sign of spirituality is godly and goodly character. Godly and goodly character shows that you are spiritual. When your character is good, when you have a godly and a goodly character, shows that you are spiritual. Number four, sign of spirituality is when you walk in love. when you walk in love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, which is love, and the greatest of them all is charity. So these simple four things shows that you're a spiritual person. You love, you are devoted to God in your personal life, your prayer life, your Bible study life. You are devoted to God in service. They say service time is 8 o'clock for workers. Long before 8, you have left your house. It's a sign of spirituality. But number C is goodly and godly character. Number D is walking in love. As I begin to round up today, what are the benefits of spirituality? Benefits of spirituality, number one, is closeness to God. When you become spiritual, you become close to God. James 4:8, draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Number two, benefit of spirituality is divine protection. Divine protection. When you are spiritual, you become protected. You become protected. You become very, very protected. You know that we are in a wicked world. In 1 Corinthians 16:9, 1 Corinthians 16:9, the Bible says, for a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. But when you are spiritual, all your adversaries will become destroyed. Number three, benefit of spirituality is revelation. You have access to revelation. Deuteronomy 29:29. You have access to secrets. A spiritual man is a man of secrets. Somebody is here today, God will reveal secrets to you. I say God will reveal secrets to you. The secret things belong to God, but they reveal it to you because you are a spiritual person. And of course, number four, where I will stop this morning, benefit of spirituality is acceleration. Isaiah 40:31. When you are spiritual, you move fast. You mount up with wings as eagles. For they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Somebody say amen. Amen. From today, you begin to mount up with wings as eagles. Nobody will see you at the back again. Nobody will see you at the back again. That your crawling business will no longer crawl. That your crawling business will no longer crawl. Say, if you can be spiritual, then be ready to make progress. Because you'll be flying like an eagle. There are some people, they call them high flyers. That is the name they'll be calling you from today. In every area and segment of your life, you'll be a high flyer. You'll be a high flyer. You will be a high flyer. In the name of Jesus. And number four, benefits of spirituality. I said number one is what? Closeness to God. Number two, divine protection. Number three, and number four is acceleration. Acceleration. As I round up this morning, my counsel is two. First counsel is invest massively into your spiritual life. Invest massively into your spiritual life. Buy books. Buy tapes. Buy spiritual materials. Load your phone with Bible. Different versions of the Bible. As you are traveling, be reading the Bible as you are going. If you are waiting in the class, your lecturer has not come. 7 chapters, 6 chapters. Read. You will see how easy you will pass. Don't go out in the morning. Don't wake up in the morning and first be replying Facebook something. Easy. It's a sign of unseriousness. Waking up in the morning, the first thing, I must have had plenty of messages now on WhatsApp. And you know the funny thing? It's true. You'll be having blessing. The message will be there. They were sent from the devil. And if you are not sent for the devil, let them stay there. Meet with your maker first. Meet with your maker as you put your leg down on the ground. In the morning. Early in the morning. In the morning. I will rise and pray. That's how you should be doing. When you wake up in the morning, it's like you are in a hurry to meet with God. Like you are saying, God, where are you? God, where are you? I'm here. Your son, your daughter is here. I'm here again this morning. Anytime I see another breaking of the day,
I say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That is, you wake up in the morning with a heart that wants to meet with God. Your spiritual life is hungry for your maker. From today, your heart will pant after God. I say your heart will pant after God. Your heart will pant after God. And you will see how cheap progress will be. So, number one counsel, like I said, is invest massively in your spiritual life. Buying books, buying tapes, buying CD, load your phone with CD, with messages, and all that, that will boost your spirit, keep you in faith. Number two, take time to plan your life. Don't live life by default. Plan your life. Plan your 1 year, your 2 years, your 5 years from now. The reason why some don't make progress is simply because there is no plan. There is no plan. Plan your life. Number three counsel is love people if you want to make progress. Love people. Anybody you see around that you can help, help them. Anybody you can see that is making progress. When you see somebody that wants to become a counselor in your local government, and you can help the person, help the person. When you see somebody that you know that you can assist, there are some people in their village, when they see that a young person wants to rise, they will push him down. They say, no, you can't rise, you do small children. They say, young shall grow. The young is meant to grow. So love people. And when you love people, you work with compassion. You don't gossip about others and pull down their personal lives in your houses. You don't pull them down. You don't speak negative about them in their pride. Things that you cannot say in their front, you now say it at their back. Things that you don't know the true story, you now add your own to it. It's negative. It affects our progress. As I begin to round up, number what now, counsel? Number four, counsel. Number four counsel is putting your best into any work you are doing. Your work, your business, your career. Putting your best into everything you are doing. Give it your best. I think I better stop here because of time. I've already overshoot my time by 2 minutes. Give it your best. That's your business in your hand. That's your small business that you say is a small. It can fetch you millions, even billions. Give your best. Give your best. If you are selling bread, fine. If you are into IT, it's okay. If you are into government service, it's okay. Anything you are doing, give it your best. Because there is a day of reward. And from today onward, concerning you and your family, the only thing we'll be talking about concerning your family is progress. I said the only thing we'll be seeing in your family is progress. The only thing will be seen around you is continuous progress. Can I hear your loudest amen? The foundation for progress is salvation. How can a man make progress when he's not saved? How can you talk of progress how can you talk of being helped by a father who is angry with you? You are here this morning. You are saying to me, Pastor, I heard this message. I want this progress. But I want to settle some things with God. I want to ask God for mercy. I want to quickly rededicate my life to Jesus. Many don't even have a spiritual birthday. You cannot say, this is the day I gave my life to Christ.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.